Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good evening and welcome again to Conversations with Spirit 2 here on Mike Spirit FM. It's a little over 8 o'clock at night here in Canberra in Australia. That's AEST, Australian Eastern Standard Time, for anyone who's listening from outside of Australia or in a different time zone. My name is Matthew James. I'm the regular host here on Conversations with Spirit, and I am delighted to be bringing this show to you again this evening. I have a fantastic guest on this evening. She's a good friend of mine. I've known my guest a number of years, and I'm absolutely delighted to be able to bring my my guest onto the show. I'm also going to be having one of our resident guests on as well, and this particular guest is currently on a phone line, so I'll be bringing Polly on, Sharon Tunbridge. Everybody remembers Sharon Tunbridge, don't we? The girl from Essex who, we all know Sharon. We know Sharon very well. She's going to be coming on in probably about 10, 15 minutes. Now, I just want to remind everybody that this is a very interactive radio show. We encourage people to call in. We also encourage people to go over to the chat room and join us in the chat room. Now, if you are outside of Australia and you're listening to this show and you want to join us on the switchboard and you want to actually join us on the show, the number to call is area code 760-283-4611. That's area code 760-283-4611. We will be doing free live readings on air if you want them. I mean, that is one side of the show. I am really encouraging a spiritual development sort of flair to this radio show where we discuss different psychic matters each week. We were talking totem animals. We will be talking totem animals this week. Last week, we were actually discussing the tarot with Indigo Tarot, Narelle Indigo Tarot, and Matt Zonka, who are also friends of mine. But this week, it's going to be animal totems, animal communications, symbolism. It's going to be a different theme to what we've actually talked about before. So get your questions to us. I need to mention also that on the viewer that you'll be listening to this show, there's a little blue S Skype button somewhere on the page. If you are in Australia or you're in the UK or anywhere, it doesn't really matter. Skype in. Come in on your Skype. Join us on your Skype. Come through Skype. It's completely free. You just need to follow the instructions. You'll get yourself onto the switchboard and you can actually join us in the studio. You can talk about the subject matter that we've chosen. You can bring another subject matter in. You can have live readings, like I say. They're only going to be snapshot readings. They're probably going to be 2 minutes to 5 minutes. I mean, it depends on the number of people in the queue. We do have a chat room. You'll find that at the bottom of the page that you're listening to the show on at this moment. And we do welcome you to actually come in. And I just want to say a few quick shout-outs. I want to say hi to Simone. I want to say hi to Patty. I want to say hi to Chris. I'm really recommending that you throw some little questions in there, and we will pick up on these questions and make them part of the show. Now, without further ado, I want to actually introduce this good friend of mine. It is Daniel Lee. Hi, Daniel. Danielle, I should say. How are you, Danielle?
I'm wonderful, and yourself, Matthew?
I am really good. Hang on a second. You need a round of applause because everybody who comes on the show, Danielle, gets this round of applause. Just bear with me a second. Now, I know I was mentioning to you in our green room before the show that the idea of this show, Danielle, is to is to effectively plug yourself and advertise yourself and let everybody know who you are, who my guest is. So do you want to just spend a few moments, please, Daniel, just letting everybody know who you are and what you do and what your specialist topic is and what you've basically been doing for the last few decades?
The last few decades and the rest. Well, my name's Danielle Lee, as Matt has just said, and I'm a natural born medium, which means that I've always been able to communicate with spirits and animals from both sides. I cannot remember a day where I haven't been able to do it. You know, it's just always been part of who I am. I've been working professionally for about 20 years when I came out about who I really am. I don't really specialise in anything really. I'm a bit of a variety merchant. I like to keep my hands in lots of different pots. I'm a medium, so I do readings and parties, and I have inspirational seminars. I've just been voted in by my peers to run the spiritual church on our south coast, so I travel down there, which is about 3 hours' drive away once a month. I'll be doing inspirational seminars, as I think I just said. That's coming up in the near future. I run a ghost tour company, which is called Spook Central Ghost Tours, and that runs in the Helensburg area at the moment, but I have a few more actually coming up soon.
Awesome.
I know, and my latest thing is I've had this on the go and kept it very quiet from everybody, and I've just only today launched it, and it's my crystal essences especially for animals, specifically just for them. And on my Facebook page, Danielle Lee Spiritual Visionary Consultant, it actually has photos of where one of my chickens has been injured, and it helped to heal my chicken. So I can't wait to get that out, and it's a natural substance, so it's not going to hurt anybody or any animals. Humans can take it too.
I know you mentioned this to me before about your pet and your healing. Can you actually explain to everybody what the product is, just to give everybody an idea? Because I'm really interested in that.
It's a crystal essence, so we have our crystals like rose quartz, amethyst, all those sorts of crystals. I've actually gone and studied what's best for the animals, and I've created blends to make up for the specific blend. The blend I use for Sally, my chicken, was the trauma blend, which does pretty much everything, from skin to general trauma, like if it's had an injury or an accident, or just helps to calm them and relieve them.
Okay.
All my crystals have been infused with sunlight and moonlight and love and being out in nature. And what else can I say? All of them have rose quartz in them. I say to everybody, always have rose quartz around for your animal, because that will help to calm them in type of trauma. If you don't have anything else, rose quartz, get some for your animals.
I know we've got an aviary of budgies. We've got 7 budgies, and I thought one time I put a lot of rose quartz down on the bottom of their cage because I think there's a couple that weren't particularly well at the time, and I think it was you that had actually advised me to do that, I remember.
Yes, it was.
I actually recall you mentioning rose quartz, so my memory is not failing me as much as I thought it was.
And I think they healed and they calmed down. They've healed, haven't they? Those.
We actually lost. I think we lost two, but I think it was tumours from memory. But all I know is that the rest are a real bouncy and healthy lot.
Good. That's good. Well, I've used and I've been researching, and I've used it on my animals, and I've given it to my friends to test on their animals with barking. There's a barking blend to help you stop the dog barking, or it can be used on all animals. I can make it specifically for your pet if they're having an issue. Like, I'd have a consultation with you, and then I'd be able to, you know, work with you on what's best for your pet. But all of them have rose quartz in the essences because that's, you know, the main source of love and unconditionality. Is that the word that they all need?
It's a good word, unconditionality. I know from time to time, Danielle, I come up with my own words, and people look at me and go, whatever does that mean? I'll say, well, yeah, it's unique. It's my own word.
Well, there you go. That's my new own word.
That's right. And it's a word, obviously, we're not going to find in the dictionary. But there is one word that I know is synonymous with this show, and the word is Polly. And I know we've got Polly in the background. Hello, Polly.
Hello. Hello, Matthew. How are you?
I'm all right. Long time no speak, dear.
It has been, hasn't it? It's been too long, but it's lovely to be here. And hi, Danielle. I was listening in there, fascinated with your animal communicating stories.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. Enjoying the Auckland winter, not?
Well, I think Danielle is the lucky one. I think you're fairly warm with the winter temperature, aren't you?
Yes, it has been pretty mild up here. The last few days have been a bit cool, but it's been very mild, really. Last week, I think it was, we were up here in, like, T-shirts, and we didn't need jumpers. It was beautiful weather.
Oh, we've been quite lucky here. I was listening in on your discussion just a moment ago on using your crystals for the animals.
Yeah, Polly, what do you want to say about the matter of crystals and animals?
I don't know if you remember, Matthew, but, it was quite a long time ago, and I told you I had to go out and see a sick dog, and I was chatting to you about different crystals that might help this animal. He had quite a bad cancer. Do you remember?
Ages ago, because
anyway,
I know
on
you.
On your advice.
Yeah, I do
on
remember.
On your advice.
Yeah, yep.
On your advice, I went out and I remember one was rose quartz, which you were just talking about, and the other was a smoky quartz. And I went to the crystal shop and I thought, well, look, they're so pretty, I'll just get a grab handfuls and take everything. So I did. And it was quite interesting, Danielle. I don't know if you've had this experience, but I took the crystals along and I had three dogs. And one dog, I decided, well, I didn't really know what to do with the crystals. I thought, well, why not let them choose? So I held them out and put them on the floor, and the big fat boy dog came over and he went absolutely mental, crazy over the rose quartz. He just would not leave it alone. And I thought that was quite interesting. So we did a little reading with him and his owner, and then put him away and brought the next dog out. And that one went crazy and got really... really excited about the smoky quartz, which I thought was quite fascinating. And anyway, cut a long story short, the third little girl, and she was the sick one, she came out and she just whizzed past them. She would not go near them, and she ran away and hid. What do you think that was about? She just could not go near these quartz, any of them.
Crystals have a sound frequency, don't they? And animals are very perceptive to sound frequencies we don't hear, don't they?
They do give off an energy.
They have something spooky about
them. Crystal forces.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if there was maybe a bit of an ear problem or a bit of an earache problem with that particular pet.
She actually had a lot of cancer, and because it was such a fascinating... and. Basically, the two boys wouldn't actually give their crystals back, I might add, and they still have them in their beds. So I didn't even get to take my crystals. I didn't get to take them home. They would not. They just did not want to give up their crystals, and they never, ever interchange their crystals. They never steal each other's crystals. They've got their own one in their bed, and they love them. But the little girl, I ended up following her around the house to see if I could figure out what was wrong with her. Obviously, she was actually dying, and she communicated quite well, but I couldn't quite understand the fact that she just could not be near the crystals. And I was wondering if they were giving off such a frequency that it was upsetting or interfering with her cancer. Maybe they were trying to heal it and causing, because she was dying, and she did die not long after. She was far too late to be saved or healed.
Well, that was my first thought.
They were too powerful. Her body just could not be near them.
But
if they were raw, were they raw or polished?
Raw.
Were they polished crystals or were they raw? So rugged and
They were all raw ones, Danielle. They were.
So they can be very strong. So with cancer, that's something that's eating away at the cell. So it's eating away at us. Mm-hmm. So with crystals being raw, because she was already having that energy from the inside, having that like it coming out from the outside. So you know, with gravity, it pulls us down, and in water, it pulls us up. So it was kind of like it was trying to get the balance, but it was just too much for her because she was fighting every day to keep herself well enough to get up and walk. But she wanted to, is what I'm getting. But she, I'm getting something towards her throat. Like, did she have a throat issue? Do you know?
She had, she was completely riddled with cancer, but it was mainly around her sort of stomach, spleen, liver. I mean, it was all over, bless her. And I think after that particular visit, she only lasted about 5 weeks. And she'd had a lot of medical intervention.
So the essences that I've created can be used with in conjunction with seeing a vet as well, because it's not going to hurt any medication that they're on. But there are crystals out there specifically for animals dying and but helping their transition from living to spiritual easier.
Mm-hmm.
Helps them to be calm as well. I can't actually remember exactly what that crystal is right at this present moment, but that would be, if she had an essence, which she didn't know at the time, so it would be easy for her to ingest, like if she just licked up some in a bit of water, because it can be added to water, it can be put under a tongue.
You both undertake animal readings? I mean, I know you do, Polly. Do you readings for animals, Danielle?
Yeah, I've done readings for animals. And I've done some courses where I've taught people how to communicate with their animals as well and learn what they're saying through body language, also through telepathy with their animals.
Because I know you, Polly, you've actually specifically gone round areas near Auckland and actually done readings, haven't you, for pets?
Yeah, for pets, yes. But I think it was explained once before, it was quite by accident. It was only the fact that I was hijacked by a horse that I'd completely never met in my life, who managed to make contact with me via a friend who was coming round for a coffee.
Mm.
And it was such an amazing experience. Once all the information got passed back to the owner, she was very, very keen to have some live readings. And it was great fun. And they're very chatty.
So when you get your communications, is it like it's a telepathy? This is what I'm trying to establish. Is it like it's a telepathy?
I was just going to say, for me, it's telepathy, but it's also body language and it's also vocal as well. Like there is, it's all of the above. A lot of it is telepathy, though, for me. It's just something I've always done. I don't know exactly how I do it because it's just part of who I grew up with. But when you were talking about horses, my horse... dying, he had secondary pneumonia, and I took in that night we found it, we didn't know he had pneumonia at that point, but I took in all these big chunks of crystals into his stable, and everyone just looked at me like I was crazy. But I've got photos of orbs all around him and these huge crystals, and it helped relieve his and helped him to calm down. And I had citrine that I was using on him, on his body, which was polished. And the citrine, actually, after he passed away, I looked at them and they had little black dots in them. So it had pulled out some of his, crap from inside and helped him feel a bit more relieved, which was pretty, it wasn't shocking, but it was, I wasn't ready for it, if you know what I mean.
They certainly were. I can tell you a fantastic story about crystal healing, which was actually a family member on with her horse, and it had a bow tendon. As you know, bow tendon pretty much means career's over. Matt, it's a gammy leg. And decided as a last-ditch effort that they weren't really that interested in trying to heal this particular one, and it was a high-end performance horse. So out of desperation, called in a crystal healer and did a lot of crystal therapy on it, and it went on, I might add now, to win an Olympic gold medal in Sydney.
Wow.
Excellent.
And that was from the vet pretty much saying, career's over, to actually Olympic gold in eventing.
That's pretty good. Actually, more than pretty good, Sharon.
That's a fact.
Crystal therapy.
Wasn't me, unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. It needs that, I think. I tend to drop the applause button a few times. Now, the reason why I was actually asking about the telepathy, Danielle and Sharon, it's just that in a recent reading, it actually was last night, this guy came for a reading. Now, he'd never had a reading before. Bless his cotton socks, he didn't quite know what to expect. And partway through the reading, his favourite cat, his favourite little friend came through. And I actually was watching this cat jump from our wine rack over onto our table, and I started describing this cat, and I watched the cat land on his lap, and all I could say to him was, you just used the guy was a Cancerian, and I know how much Cancerians love animals, and all I could say to him was, you two would share eye contact. And I said, I heard the cat say to you, I want to go out. And I said you would instinctively go up and open the door and let the cat out, or I'm hungry, and you would get up instinctively when the cat's landed in your lap and go and give it some food. And he just said, yes. I said, how did it used to communicate? And he said, it was a voice. He said, it would be a voice inside my head that I knew was the cat. Mm. And I was actually, it was really the first time that I've experienced it, because I've communicated with animals before, and I felt rather foolish when I've said, your pet dog's telling me such and such, or your pet horse. I felt foolish about it. But this experience last night made me actually realise that there is telepathy between humans and their pets. And this is why I was just interested to see how you ladies were actually getting your information when you were doing the readings.
I think, Matthew, it would be very similar and exactly the same as your mediumship.
Yeah, because I mean, it goes
absolutely
into the fact that aren't they still part of the same consciousness as us?
Well, they certainly have a lot of opinions. I've got a guide dog. His name's Ranger. He's in the UK. His owner often rings up for a reading for herself, and Ranger the dog will butt in constantly. And what I find fascinating about that, often I get more information from Ranger than I do from Spirit. So he'll be able to say who's been around, who he doesn't like, whether she's changed his diet. And he normally moans all the way through the reading of things that she's been doing wrong. But the scary thing is that he will also describe, the type of food that he had that day and that it was substandard, or
wow,
that they didn't even have lunch because they had to go somewhere. And that he didn't like this train, or he didn't like this person who came into her hotel room, so he got rid of them, and it would turn out that he had barked. Just little things like that.
Wow.
It's interesting.
I just want to say Polly, I was interrupting you then. Go on, carry on.
No, I don't want to talk now. Go on, carry on.
I just wanted to say a couple of quick and shout out hellos. Hello, Geordie, and hello, Narelle, who have joined us in the chat room. All big waves and laughs and that in the chat room. There's quite a few things going on in there. We've still not got any callers. This is the thing that is really bugging me, that we're not getting anybody who's wanting to join us online. on air. And that's the problem, because you're going to have to put it with our dulcet tones and my choice of music. And I really would like somebody to Skype in or call in and talk to us. I think what we need to do, ladies, is actually start talking, having a discussion about animal totems or totem animals. So, are either of you at all starter for 10 want to start this subject off about totem animals or animal symbolism?
I can, if Polly doesn't want to.
Polly probably doesn't know anything about it. Polly had some animal totem cards once, and I don't know what I did with them, but I used to find them quite powerful.
They weren't the ones with the light blue on the back with the yellow lightning flash, were they?
Oh, I don't think they had a yellow lightning flash, and I honestly couldn't remember.
Because the ones I'm holding in my hand do, the ones that I'm holding in my hand do, because I've got a pack of animal totems in my hand. I think the medicine wheel, I can't remember the name of them. I've had them for years, but I know I've got a pack in my hand. And I know, Danielle, you've got your unicorn deck, haven't you?
I've got my unicorn deck here.
So,
I don't have a deck. Sorry, I can't share.
That's all right. We've got medicine cards. Ted Andrews, thank you, Simone. Narelle's our deck collector. She announced that last week's show. Narelle is our deck collector. I must admit, I'm not far behind her because I can just pull some cards out. Have you seen this deck? So I'm not far behind her. But anyway, enough of that trivia. What are we going to do? What are we going to talk about totem animals? How are we going to do this?
Okay, would you like me to start with some information that I've got?
That would be awesome. Yeah, go on.
Yes,
go on,
please.
So, in my opinion, animal totems and symbolism are the same thing. Due to the different animal signs we see repetitively, they're ever-changing. Like, so if we see a photo of a dog, and then a dog's probably not a good one to use. Like something like a turtle. So you might see a symbol of an ornament of a turtle, or you might see and then see a picture of it. And those repetitive signs that you keep seeing are a totem animal that you need for your certain situations at the time, because we're ever changing, we're growing and we're coming to heal. And these are totem and symbolisms of how we can heal by helping these animals call us. Does that make sense? I believe that some of us do have a totem animal or slash guide with us, just like we do our departed loved ones and angelic guides that are with us as well.
Narelle is asking that she's noticing a kookaburra a lot lately. You don't have an idea what the meaning of a kookaburra is, do you, Danielle? Because I must admit I'm lost on what that symbolism is.
Kookaburra means healing, so there's obviously a period of healing that Narelle's going through in some way, because they're big on healing. I've had a lot of kookaburras, actually, and I go, oh, that's great, because that's what I want. So they're around to, and call in the kookaburras when you want some healing, in whatever situation it is, you know, and kookaburra sits in the old gum tree laughing, so it's also, you know, lighten the mood and be happy and laugh.
I hope that's answered your question for you, Neil. I know that you're listening. I know you asked the question. I mean, I've actually learned something there because I haven't a clue what a kookaburra means, and I do see a few kookaburras every now and again. You see them on either the telephone lines or you see them on the telephone posts, and they're there, and they just seem to be just standing trying to get your attention. And I know Narelle has just said, great, thank you, re-kookaburra. So obviously it's making sense there. My totem animal, Danielle, is I seem to always get two ravens. You know, the two ravens that are associated with Odin. And one's mind and one, I can't remember. There's, I always seem to get the two ravens, and I always get the two ravens everywhere.
Pay attention to your dreams and your visions. So just so happens I just have my book open to read.
Hey, that's funny, isn't it? I mean, you must be psychic, Danielle. How did you know I was going to mention Raven then?
I don't know, but it was just open. Any undertaking or in any relationship, be very clear as to what your intentions are. Because whatever they are, that's what will manifest. So be very, very careful what you wish for, because you will get it. So also, you're gradually shape-shifting to a more confident, powerful and spiritually based you that will continue to emerge the more you let go of your old self. It says to call on Raven when you need to clarify your intention about a task, a relationship or your spiritual path so that you can manifest that intention in third dimensional reality.
That is so spot on, Danielle, because when I was up in Brisbane about 3 weeks ago, I'd done a reading for a particular person, and I was very unsure about doing the reading. I was very unsure about this person. Close friends know who are listening will know what I'm referring to here. And as we were leaving this person's house, I literally called on a raven, and I got four ravens actually on the person's, two ravens on the person's roof. And I'd actually call the ravens in for protection and for basically to let me know what was going on. And it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And it also says because we're ever changing, so you will see different totem animals or symbols of animals at certain different times. So at the moment, this is what it's saying, why it's saying your power animal is the raven. As you mature, your spiritual awareness expands, while simultaneously your capacity for manifesting your preferences and desires increases. It also says you're a spiritual healer. When you're present, everyone around you can feel it. So when you're at the raven is around you, that's when you feel the most strength within yourself. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Now, Sharon, what is the predominant animal that you are seeing in recent times? What is the animal? And what I'm asking is when you walk past somewhere or you drive somewhere, there always seems the same animal either waiting to go past you or fly past you. What do you see regularly?
My strut for the last year and a half, I've actually had a physical bird flying in the house, and of course it's a New Zealand fantail. Now, in Maori legend, that means it's bringing news of death. Nobody's died, and it's a cheeky little sausage, and it really shouldn't be in the house.
Yeah,
it
but you think about
comes in like it comes in like clockwork. I never feel negative about it.
What you've got to think, Sharon, I'm cutting in, is what have you been discussing with me and Chris over the last few years about the way that your readings are changing and you're getting yourself into mediumship? Isn't that an aspect of yourself that is dying or being shed?
Oh, well, I guess we could look at it like that. I've never really given it much thought. I just welcome the little bird and let it flutter around and hope it doesn't pop.
I like the word. You could have sworn there. I mean, we don't have a beat, but you could have sworn there if you'd wanted.
No, I nearly got fired from a certain line for using my colourful language.
Oh, I'm very good now.
Have you noticed I don't even do swearing or nothing?
I noticed that. You're very refined, dear. I know. I'm amazed. But just for everybody who's listening, you've got to realise that we're part of the animal kingdom, and the animal kingdom is part of the physical world. And we've forgotten that animals are there as part of our existence, and they communicate with us. They're communicating with us on a 24-hour basis. And we've forgotten to actually look for the signs and to actually notice what animals are trying to say to us, because they're all part of our subconscious as well. And they're all part of our reflection, of our subconscious is desperately at every moment trying to message us. The only thing about the problem with the subconscious is it works in symbols, and it does use animals and it does use creatures. It does use them as a symbol to try and get a message through to us.
That's a good point. Obviously, I've learned something tonight. Maybe my little fantail is a messenger. Maybe I need to find out what it means. Mm. And interesting, on the...
I can tell you what it means.
Oh, please do. Please don't say it's a Maori death.
No. He's coming into your home. So that's... Obviously, you have a connection with animals anyway. But you need to get back on your... I'm being told, he's telling me, that you've been kind of off your spiritual path for a little bit, the path that you should be on. Does that make sense?
Well, probably, Danielle. I'm not sure I wanted to hear it, but I think you're right. Thank you.
So he's coming into your home because you have that love of life. It's not just of animals or people. It's a love of life. I'm very familiar with that. You need the variety, and you need the different things and tools to put your hands on. So, and that's okay, because I'm getting told that you used to put all your eggs in one basket because that's what people expected of you. But you want to step outside that basket and throw your eggs out, you know, so they're not all in one basket. Does that make sense?
Very true. Yes, absolutely.
Now, Oh, sorry. Sorry, ladies. Sorry. Carry on. Sorry. I keep cutting in because my mind goes on to something else. Sorry about that, ladies.
I'm the naughty step, Matthew.
I know. I'm in the naughty corner. I'm going to have the dunce hat on.
Oh, but that's fascinating about this little bird. You know, I've given it no thought. It's just a little dude that comes in, sometimes through the back door, sometimes through the front. And no matter where I am in the house, it always finds me. And it will hover around, fly about for a bit, and then zoom off and then come back later.
So, Polly, you need to pay more attention to the symbolism that's going on around you, because...
I do.
The soul...
I just say hello to it. I didn't think it was a sign. I just say, oh, hello. How are you today?
I've just done a quick little experiment. I've just picked a random name out of the chat room, and I actually saw Simone's name, and I just picked a card roughly out of the medicine pack here, and I actually got the hummingbird, and I just want to say to Simone to just slow down, because the hummingbird has got very, very fast wings. It's got a very fast vibration as far as I'm concerned. So what, to me, the hummingbird is saying to Simone is, slow down. There's a lot of high vibrational, high energy, worry energy with you, Simone. That's why the hummingbird made itself known to you. Just let me know, Simone, if that little experiment works. Now, question that is actually being fired to us, ladies, is what's the meaning of the dragonfly?
Dragonfly can mean illusion. So sometimes that in itself is what we might say is sort of elusive, because it's we all have the illusion of what we should be or what we want to be or what others should be or where we should be, or it's always should. And I've been told that when you say should, you shouldn't do whatever it is at all. So there's we put ourselves in this elusive state that, you know, dragonfly. I'm getting lots of messages, sorry.
Would you like to deliver the messages, Danielle? It might be somebody who's listening.
The messages for dragonfly is normally also a symbol of a past loved one that's come through. There have been a lot of deaths around myself and my friends in the last couple of weeks, and I'm hearing of lots of deaths all of a sudden around. So I'm thinking that there's, or I'm getting, that there's a lot of dragonflies around a lot of people. So can you, anybody listening, if you can let Matt know, that'd be great, because they're saying that the dragonflies are getting, saying, you know, there's people around you that are using deceit, plus you're deceiving yourself with certain situations or relationships. And it's time to get on a level that's clear cut for yourself. This is going for everybody, this message, including me. So we all need to start being rational about our choices. Does that make sense to anybody out there?
Yeah, well, they will let us know in the chat room, anybody in the chat room where that makes sense to, or they will obviously contact us at a later stage. So what I'm going to do at this point, ladies, is we're going to take a little bit of a music break. I'm actually going to put a couple of songs on because these are two short songs. We will come back after the interval. Should there be some callers, we do have one caller at the moment, and we do have a few more coming in. We will then probably take some live calls, and we'll probably take some more chats, discuss some more chats in the chat room. So we will be back shortly. Welcome back to Conversations with Spirit 2 here on Mike Spirit FM. It's just a little over 10 to 9 p.m. at night here in Canberra in Australia on AEST, that's Australian Eastern Standard Time. Hello to everybody out there. We've got two fantastic guests in the studio. I've got Danielle Lee and I've got our resident Aucklander, Polly, Sharon Tunbridge. Now, just before the interval, just before the first break, we were actually talking about totem animals and animal symbolism. Now, I've just posed just a quick question in the chat room, and all I've basically done is I've picked 10 animal cards out, and I've asked a few people to give me a number between 1 and 10. We will just do some quick readings for people based on our understanding of the animals. Now, Geordie picked number 9, which is the lizard. Now, Danielle, what is your understanding of the lizard? And Jane did as well. Jane in the chat room picked number 9 as well. The lizard for me, Danielle, is all about dreaming and taking notes of the dreams.
Lizards are very, yes, they are, pay special attention to their dreams and recurring dreams and keep a dream journal, because you'll start to see repetitive messages coming through those dreams, whatever they are, when the lizards come through. It's also a time to, you know, just sit still for a while and quietly, because when lizard comes around, they sit there quietly and just soak up the sun rays when they need to warm up and not necessarily meditate, but just to be calm. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, because Simone's made a little witty comment. Ha ha, lizards are slow to act, like sleeping in, need sun or warmth before they can act. So that is a good observation.
Yeah, so you need to be like wary of all your sights and sounds and vibrations, which is what they feel when they're sitting there in their nature, wherever they're sitting, you know. So it's also, I'm just looking in my book now, it says there, in circumstances that require you to endure emotional or physical hardships and a seeming lack of resources. So sometimes when that happens, it happens to all of us at some point in time, and we worry about it, so stop worrying about it. Just call on the lizard to help us go through that, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. And Simone's put on, you might need more insects in your diet. Just kidding. Whatever. Oh, rely on Simone for a bit of humour. Very good indeed. I'm going to get you back on Facebook, Simone, for that. I think we're going to do a bit strips character where we'll find you eating an insect or two somehow.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Have you cottoned on to those bit strips characters, Danielle, that are taking over on Facebook at the minute?
I've only got you that's doing it, and I think Shada Montford is the only other one that's doing it.
It's just become a little bit of a fad and just a little bit of an obsession, but it is hilarious what people are coming up with. And for anybody who doesn't know what a bit strips is on Facebook, it's an actual, you make an avatar of yourself, which is a cartoon. The people on the Bitstrips website, they come up with all these different witty cartoon situations, and you can put your own comments on, and you can put your own descriptions on, and they are quite funny. They are quite funny, believe me. Now, Patty's chosen the number 3, and it's the fox. And I know the fox is all about camouflage and keeping your true feelings or your true thoughts to yourself. But Danielle, what do you interpret the fox as?
Fly as a fox. Not necessarily that that's a bad thing, because sometimes we need to be not sly, but we need to take that approach to keep our cards close to our chest sometimes. And I'm sorry, what's that lady's name?
It was Patty.
Patty's not doing that. Sometimes she's telling everybody everything that she's doing and wondering why things aren't working out the way she wants it to work out for herself. Other people are taking on her ideas. That's what I'm getting there.
I mean, it's interesting. Have you? Has anyone seen how a fox hunts a rabbit? It's a really interesting way that they do it. The fox will be in one field, and there may be a hedge or a fence, and then there'll be the rabbit. The rabbit spots the fox, and then the fox does like a crazy dance. It jumps up and down, and it does some kind of display, which actually mesmerizes the rabbit. And then the fox moves closer, and it does the dance again. And it keeps getting closer and closer until it's at a point where it's sufficiently mesmerized the rabbit that it can then capture the rabbit.
Well, that's what I was just saying. It's sly. It's using its wily ways, wily as a fox, to be able to trick the rabbit into going, why aren't you chasing me? What are you doing, you silly thing? So that's what's happening in Patty's life is what I'm getting. There's someone that she needs to be wary of. And she needs to keep her cards close to her chest.
Now, if you are still listening, because I know... Oh, no, Patty will be back shortly because she says, got to get the man unit off to work, lol. And that was a while back. So we might just have to refresh the reading for Patty. The next one that is actually interesting to me is our friend Narelle, Indigo Tarot Narelle, our good friend Narelle. She chose the dog, which I understand to be all about companionship and trust and matters of trust and companionship. So that's my sort of take on why she's chosen that particular totem. Again, Danielle, what's your take on picking the dog?
Well, dogs are very, very, very loyal and very unconditional. Dogs are the most loyal and unconditional animal temperamentally. There's another one of those words. Temperamentally, all animals have a distinct loyalty, but dogs are the most faithful and the most loyal. So there's, you know, keep this faith strong in whatever's going on in your life. Remain loyal to yourself as well. You know, you're getting it from both ways. It's a really great card for you to get because, you know, I'm getting your work, been working on doing something or a project of some description, and your resolve is getting to fade, but, you know, just go forth with it because and have the faith in yourself that you can do it, you know. Remain loyal to yourself. And do it. That's what I'm getting.
That was number 14. That was a dog for anybody who's listening. Narelle, just let us know if that's actually relevant to you by just posting something on the chat room if you would. We need to go back to the number 3 because Patty's back in the room, and also a certain Chris Henderson, who is my other half, has picked 3 as well. So we need to go back over what camouflage, what the fox means again for Patty. I know we were mentioning it's all about camouflage, and what were you saying, Danielle, again?
Fly as a fox. What, as soon as you said spot, that's what I got. So just be careful and wary of people around you because I'm getting that Patty's very open with what she tells people and it's having a detrimental effect on her because people are using her ideas and she's not getting her ideas across as her ideas. She's having to go back and change her ideas to a different way, which is just double handling is what I'm getting for Patty. I've had that issue with someone as fly as a fox and that same thing happening. So now I keep, not everything, but I keep a lot of things close to my chest. I'm a very open person, but after that experience, it's taught me to just, you know, go with the flow and you don't have to tell everybody everything because then things work out in a better way for you personally. And that's what it's about. It's not a selfish thing. It's something that she just needs to watch out for. Listen to her intuition, and when someone feels like she shouldn't, getting that she goes, no, her body tells her, no, don't say anything, but because she's so open, she just blurts it all out.
I know, Sharon, Miss Polly, you're very quiet at the moment. Have you got any...
I am, but I'm loving it. I'm always learning. I'm listening.
That's okay. I just don't want you sitting in the corner sulking at us.
No, I'm not sulking. I'm completely absorbed like all the listeners.
Oh, good, because we've got Simone picking the number two, and the number two is one of my particular favourites on the totem. The totem animals is the eagle, and I always see the eagle is about seeking wisdom, not necessarily seeking wisdom externally, but seeking wisdom within ourselves. With Simone picking the number two, and she's actually inviting the wisdom of the eagle into her life. Little does she know it, she should stop looking externally for wisdom in books and in other people's opinions, but start trusting in her own wisdom and her own knowledge more.
Yes, and also the eagle is about soaring high, and once she does everything that you've just said, she can soar above everybody and soar above her own life and see it for what it really is, and it's a beautiful life. Does that make sense, Simone? And I'm also getting there's an opportunity that you've been considering and you need to do it sooner rather than later. There's new beginnings, lots of new beginnings, you know, as well, after a period of strife.
Because what's really interesting about the eagle, and I don't know if anybody's actually done a meditation and become the eagle and actually experienced being the eagle, but it's got such phenomenal vision. It doesn't miss anything. It's up there in the sky, and everything that's on the ground is not aware that the eagle is actually watching. The eagle doesn't miss a trick. So if you've got an eagle totem, it means that you are being very finite with your consideration about everything. You look at the finer detail, you're considering absolutely everything. That is why it is such a treasured totem by the Native Americans to have the eagle, because the eagle doesn't miss anything.
Well, the Aboriginal community also revere the eagle as well. And I had a friend whose mother passed away. Her parents died within a month of each other. And she was my neighbour and we were very good friends. And I knew her mum well. And we used to speak about spiritual things, much to my poor scaredy cat neighbour's dismay. And when she passed away, I kept getting these, seeing the sign of the eagle flying above our house every time, like houses. And the message I was getting was she was free and she was okay, and I needed to go in and tell my friend that she was okay. And this was maybe a week, and I didn't know how to approach her. So the eagle also comes through to give us messages as well, and to see the big picture in life, not just the little things, like, because we lose sight of the big picture when we get caught up in the mundane stuff as well.
That is so correct. So correct. And I know Simone's waving away and nodding and saying, so true. Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Daniel. Yes, it does. Are we getting back into it more? Needed a little break. This is so true. And it's making a lot of sense. I mean, this is the thing. To understand an animal totem, just observe the animal. Just observe the animal's habitat. Observe what the characteristics of the animal are, and just see how you can employ those characteristics into your life. I mean, for example, the armadillo. The armadillo has got an armor plating. It's a very good indication of protection or needing protection. That's one example. The little mouse, most people think it's a timorous little creature, but it's quite a resourceful thing because it can get through tiny little holes. It's a great one for finding the finer details and for doing a little bit of investigation work. It's all about, if you see a particular animal on a regular basis, study its symbolism, because it is trying to tell you something.
They definitely are. I've had a pair of doves, that have been coming into my house. And my puppy, she's obviously a very big puppy, is only 11 months old, and she just loves playing with animals. And she's she's a big bull mastiff. If anyone doesn't know what they are, they're huge. And she absolutely loves playing. She loves people, she loves animals, but because she's so big in size, she accidentally hurts these poor little animals. So I've had these doves coming inside, and she's got a thing about plucking them. So I heard the commotion in the back room, and I ran outside because the dog ran outside. And one of the doves flew out, and the other dog was obviously too frightened. And I picked him up in, I wrapped him up in a towel, and I picked it up, and I let it go onto the fence, and it held onto my finger, and it wouldn't let my finger, it was free to go. And it stood there, and I thought, this is the most humbling experience that this dove has, of trusting me with its life in its hand to hold onto my hand when it could go. But because it was up higher, my arm was, you know, starting to hurt, so I pulled it down, and it, then it flew off. And those two doves come back over and over and over again, but just that moment of having that dove trust me, I've always felt a bit of that Snow White in me with animals, and that was that moment. And my son was watching me going, wow, Mum, that's incredible. I can't believe that that bird is still holding on to you. When it didn't have to. Like, its other foot was on the fence, and it wouldn't let go of my finger. It was just the most beautiful experience.
And the thing is, these experiences actually stay with you. They're memory triggers, as far as I'm concerned, and they're meant to be memory triggers. You're meant to remember that experience.
Yeah, it was just amazing. I've got so many experiences with so many animals, you know.
How about this one? How psychic are you with your and telepathic with your partner, are you, Danielle? I just picked the spider card as the next one to talk about. And in that instance, my beautiful wife put, oh, we had two spiders in the house within 12 hours, yet not had one for 2 months. How psychic is that?
That's very, very, very psychic. It's very, Billy and I are like that. We don't talk a lot because we talk telepathically. If that makes sense. And we were best friends before we became lovers. So we just knew what each other wanted, and it was just easy. And once getting into the relationship happened, it was harder then because like that transitional period, because it was like we had to talk and we were trying to be normal, but our relationship's never been that sort of normal. Can you relate to that?
Yeah, I can relate to that now. I was just listening with interest there, because it's very true. I mean, we're ridiculously telepathic, and it's unbelievable at times, because we will instinctively, like, Chris will be thinking about what we're doing for tea, and I'll suddenly say, oh, I think we'll go for a Chinese tonight, or we'll go for an Indian, and Chris will say, I was just wondering what we were going to have for tea then. It's funny.
It's amazing, isn't it, how life is like that. And we're very in tune with our animals. Because I obviously can speak clearly, and our animals understand me more so than him, I'm teaching him how to teaching him how to communicate on a human level. I mean, he's quite spiritual, he just doesn't like to admit it.
Yeah.
But he is learning from me, because the animals, I have to just have to think. So I say to my animals, you've got 3 minutes, I'm going to count to three, like you do with a child.
Yeah.
Count to three and you have to go out. And when we had our kitten last year, I said that to him, and I said, one, two, I said, the next number is three, and you need to go out before I call that number or you're going to get in trouble. And I said, 2.5. And he turned around and walked out before I got to three. And I say it with my puppy, and I say it to all my animals, and they just get me, you know. All of them get me.
Now, Chris is saying she couldn't hear what spiders mean. She didn't hear what spiders mean because we didn't discuss it.
Oh, gee, she's a bit impatient, isn't she?
Yeah, a little bit. But, I mean, I don't blame her. I mean, here we are. She's made all the effort to actually tap a few lines on the chat room, and we don't mention what spiders mean. And as far as I'm concerned, spiders link to Ariadne, which is the weaver goddess, and it's all about destiny, and all about the spider represents the past, the present, and the future all being weaved into one. And I always understand the spider to represent there's some kind of change or some kind of adjustment to your life coming in.
I don't even know where I got this from, but I've, something that I've thought for a very long time. And spiders mean money. So every time I see money, I see a spider, money comes into my life in some way.
Yeah.
Every single time. So it might have been from my dream book, actually, from when I was a young girl. And spiders mean wealth. So there's eight legs, you know. So eight legs is an abundance of something. So it means wealth, whether it's clear money. Oh, I say money because, you know, because it's
yeah.
in. But it's also wealth of other things as well. And just not a negative side, but sometimes you have to watch for the traps in situations when you see a spider. There
yeah.
might be, read the fine print on paperwork, on anything to do with court. Have you got something to do with court coming up?
You could say that, yeah. Some kind of just legal situation.
Yeah, so just read the fine print because there might be a bit of a loophole, a bit of a trap that works against you if you don't catch it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so just that was a huge like warning bell for me to tell you. So, but this is, on a positive note, I mean,
yep.
spiders to me are also very feminine creatures. I never
yep.
saw a spider.
Yep.
They're very feminine creatures, so they're very good with their young most of the time. So they're quite a nurturing soul or animal or insect or arachnid or whatever they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's most I see mostly positive in spiders. I like seeing spiders because it means, you know, there's
With that, Danielle, we're going to just take a short break. We're just going to, I'm going to dedicate this song to Chris because it's in my list of songs. We'll be back in about 4.5 minutes to continue this fascinating subject. So we'll be back shortly, everyone.
There's a place where nothing dares to grow. I taught you how to stay. You taught me everything I know. And though the night is young and we don't know if we live to see the sun, the best is yet to come. I know, you know, that we all high and low. And how can I live without you? You're such a part of me, and you've always been the one keeping me forever young. And the best. Cross another road and face another day. Don't just never die, they only fade away.
Okay, you are listening to Conversations with Spirit 2 here on Mike Spirit FM. I'm your host, Matthew James. I am a medium and clairvoyant. To find out more about myself, visit my webpage. It's www.matthewjamesmedium.com or find me on Facebook with the search MJ Medium. Now, I just want to just do a quick plug because I know Narelle is listening. Me and Narelle Indigo Tarot are doing an expo together in September. We're actually sharing a stall. We're actually going to be at stall 49, I believe. And that's the Conscious Living Expo at Rose Hill Gardens in Sydney on the 20th, the 21st and 22nd of September this year. We're going to be available for one-to-one readings, for a meet and greet. So come down there and meet up with us and come for readings and come to the expo and support the expo. I also want to mention I believe it's the 3rd of August, which is next weekend. I'm actually going to be on the Psychic TV stall at the Health and Harmony Expo in Newcastle. I believe it's the Entertainment Centre. The Health and Harmony Expo is running for the 3 days, the 2nd, the 3rd and the 4th. I'm going to be at the Meet and Greet Psychic TV stall. There are no readings on our desk, but on our stall, I should say. But we are invited people to come down and meet and greet and come and meet us. So that's actually happening next weekend. Now, there is also a show that I'm putting on this Friday at Cup of Cumberland, which is a historic building just outside of Canberra and Sarawak. It's the Evening of Earth and Spirit. It is actually sold out. I would like, in a way, to have said that there are still tickets available, but it was limited numbers. We are now completely sold out. That's basically a show, the first of many, I believe, because I was talking to Rhonda Wetham, who's doing the shamanic drumming at the first part of the evening. The shamanic drumming, there is actually a really good supper. There's a buffet supper, and then I'll be doing demonstration of live mediumship. That's this Friday. So I just wanted to just get those little plugs out of the way. Now, Danielle, when is there a next meeting at the church that you are president of? I'm sorry, the name escaped me, so forgive me. I forgot the name of the church that you're the president of.
It's Crystal Light Spiritual Church. It's at just a couple of minutes out of Ulladulla on the southern side, in a place called Barilla Lake. And our next meeting is on the 4th of August.
Excellent. Now, just before the interval, just before the break, before I played that Scorpion song, that is actually the ringtone on our phone. That's every time that rings, we go, oh, God, we've not got our diary with us. Oh, God, who's ringing us now? That's our ringtone. Just before that, we were actually just doing little mini readings based on totem animals. And I know, Gil, hi, Gil, you are now in the chat room. You're actually a little bit greedy, Gil. I said one number. You gave us two numbers. And your number six is the snake, and your number eight is the swan. Basically, the snake, for me anyway, is transformation. It's all about transformation, transforming, changing. It's all about that base, that raw energy. As far as I'm concerned, it's all about manifestation energy. The swan has got the traditional meaning of grace. It's all about the beauty. It's all about the grace of the swan. It's all about observing the swans, going down to, say, Tuggeranong Lake, Gil, and observing the grace and the confidence of the swan, and attributing the swan into your life. Now, Danielle, you might have a different take on those two animals.
The snake, to me, we've actually got a pet snake, he's a diamond python. So actually getting to know him, he was Billy Snake, so when Billy moved in, I obviously had to learn to love the snake as well. But it was also interesting to me because Billy went away for work for 3 months, so I had to look after this snake. I wasn't too confident with him to start off with. But learning that they actually have quite funny personalities, they're very moody creatures. So the snake also means healing too. And it also means, as you said, a time of transformation because they shed their skin often. Mine's just about to shed his skin again. So when that happens, their eyes go cloudy and their colouring changes. And that's sort of symbolisation that we change too when that's happening to us, because sometimes I don't even notice that happening, but I've noticed it this time. So for me, what knowing and seeing him that he's changing means on a metaphorical level that I'm changing too, which is true. I'm going through a lot of shedding of a lot of stuff in my life. So, and I mean healing. Snake are very good at healing as well.
So we're telling Gail, who's listening, to start shedding some skins.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I mean, that's in a very blunt way, and I know Gail likes things blunt. So, Gail, you need to start shedding some skins, dear. What about the swan?
The swans are very graceful creatures. The white swan is obviously... There's a few different swans, but there's mostly the black swan we have over here, but there are also the white swan. So the black swan here in Australia means, to me, every time I see a black swan, where I shouldn't really be seeing one, that to me is a death, and that actually happens. So but it's not a bad thing, because it can also mean the death of old ways.
Yeah.
The white swan is also very graceful. And very, very pure, and very, you know, they just get along very beautifully on the water, which all swans do, but they just have that majestic appearance about them. So it's quite a, I don't want to say royal, but royal at the same time.
My apologies, Danielle. I'm just asking people in the chat room. They're saying that they can't hear. Can you hear me? Can anybody hear me at this moment? Just somebody let us know in the chat room if anybody can hear us, because people are just saying they can't hear. But we will continue anyway. But yeah, the majestic, the swan. What about the badger? This is Greg's. Hi, Greg. This is your animal, the little fearsome badger, the badger with the sharp, nasty teeth. What about the badger, Daniel? I always associate the badger with healing.
Well, the badger. What was I? I think I had that as my totem animal from an American Indian, and they sometimes can bite off more than they can chew. So, which I do. I always say yes and overcommit myself. So I'm getting that.
So, I mean, I know a little bit into Greg's life, and he does overcommit. Greg is somebody who needs, I feel, and it's not a criticism, Greg, if you're listening, because I know you'll get your own back at me if I criticise, but you take too much on board. You've got to learn to say no.
And I've learned to say no, and it helps just from experience. But when he said badger, I was quite offended at first. I was like, a badger? Why couldn't I have a bear? Or, you know,
everybody wants the mighty, wants the buffalo or the eagle, don't they?
Well, I wanted a bear or, you know, something. But once I looked it up, and I actually looked up the symbolization of it, and I actually looked at it in my book as well, you know, and I was told that day, it's because you bite off more than you can chew. And sometimes when you're so focused, it's not an intentional thing, but sometimes we can be quite snappy with people when we're focused and we're on a mission and abrupt when we don't mean to be. I've since been told I have this badger quality about myself. I have learnt to stop biting off more than I can chew.
Yeah.
Although I have done it this year, but I've pulled back in other areas. So it's very true. But the badger may have those sharp teeth, but at the same time, it's quite a gentle animal is what I've read about the animal itself. So just because we've got those sharp teeth sometimes doesn't mean that, you know, we're not.
That's right. My apologies to everyone, but Sharon's sitting quietly in the background. She's actually had to take a few calls on the phone line that she's on. So she's kind of disappeared. But I'm trying to entice somebody else just to make a guest appearance, because we can probably do a live reading with her. I'm just seeing if she'll actually show. Just bear with me a second. I'm just typing. Just put in no worries, live reading for you if you're listening. And I do this, Daniel. You'll get used to me. I do these silly things with this radio because this is my radio show and I do what I want. So I'm actually going to bring Narelle in just for a quick chat. Narelle, are you there, please? Hello, Narelle.
Hi, good evening, everyone.
Hi, Narelle. I just thought, because Sharon's disappeared, and we like having a threesome on this show, and no pun intended, I thought you were available and we'd bring you on. So how are things, Narelle?
Oh, thank you. This is much easier than typing. So.
I know.
Hi, everyone. Hi. Great. I'm well, thank you.
Okay. Do you know each other? Do you know Danielle? Does Danielle know you, Narelle?
Not personally, but we're Facebook buddies.
Mm. Well,
I'm a big fan of her work, and I wish I knew more about the animal totems, and I'm forever Googling all that stuff, and I do have Scott Alexander's deck and things like that, but I still need to refer to some information to get the reading. So I don't read with them, but I need to practice a little bit more with them. I would love to incorporate that more with my readings. And I mean, of course, with the tarot, there is a lot of animal symbolism in some of the pictures on the traditional tarot decks as well, you know.
Mm.
You find little dogs and things popping up here and there if you look closely.
That's right. I know in my Merlins, the Merlin tarot that I use quite a bit, like I'm looking at one now, there's an eagle. I'm looking at another one now, there's a fish. I'm looking at another one now, there's a magpie. There's an owl in another one. In another one, there's some seabirds, and they are absolutely phenomenal because you can use the actual totems and the meaning. Like there's another one here,
exactly.
The lover's card. There's a pheasant and a grouse.
Perfect. That's exactly what I mean. There's so many animal symbolism in the tarot. Lots. You know, major arcana, the moon card, for example, because we're all focused on the lovely full moon at the moment. So this is a moon card tonight, and it's got the wolves looking at the moon. It's got a like a lobster thing coming out of the water.
I think is that a salamander?
So there's just on all the cards there's lots of different animal symbolism, and and if you sort of study that a little bit more, I'm sure you get a lot more meaning out of the cards as well in the interpretation. So you know, the Ten of Pentacles, there's dogs sitting there. It's amazing. And I'm just flicking through them all now, and I just had that thought. I was hearing everyone speak, and I thought, wow, there's animal symbolism everywhere.
Now, ladies, we do have people on the switchboard. Are we in the mood to actually do some live readings? I'm sorry I pulled you in, Narelle, at such a short notice.
But... Oh, that's fine. I was enjoying the chatting, but I'm a two-finger typist, so I'm happy to speak if you want me to speak.
Danielle, are you up for doing... I'm assuming it's a live reading. I mean, I've got a caller. We've got some callers here. I don't know. Do you want to do a live reading and just give it a go?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Now I don't know what order we're going to do, but I know I'm going last. I know that because I've got the last go preference because I'm the host. So I don't know who wants to go first, but we'll bring a caller in. Now it's area code 727.
Okay.
Hello, area code 727. What's your name and where you're calling from, please?
Oh yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, what's your name again? Sorry, I missed your name.
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. And where are you calling from?
I'm from Florida.
What's your question, Lisa, please?
Yeah, I wanted to know what you see coming up for my finances and a possible relocation.
Okay. Start of a 10, I will put you in the very capable hands of my good friend, Narelle. Narelle, what do you have for Lisa with her finances, please?
And hi, Lisa. Hi.
Hi.
Yes, I'm having a little what I've got for you at the moment is a lot of confusion, actually, hence obviously your inquiry. A lot of confusion, a lot of issues or battles going on with you at the moment. So I don't know if you're literally arguing with somebody or having a literal battle with someone or if it's an internal battle with yourself. But I feel like you've been through a lot lately, and I feel your sadness and tears that something's been lost or has come to an end for you, and you're feeling the loss of something or someone at the moment. So sorry about that. I get that. But I'm also getting an international connection with you with the work as well. So I'm not sure what kind of work you do, but there is an international connection or a travel connection internationally with the work. There are other opportunities coming towards you in the next few weeks. You will have quite a few to choose from, but they're saying just be aware of any illusions. If something sounds too good to be true in an offer that's put to you, it probably is. You know what I mean? So check everything out thoroughly.
Yeah.
It's time for something to go out of your life. There's a lot of letting go to do as part of these endings that are happening at the moment. So it is time to let go and finalise some situation that has come to an end in your life and stop battling it and, you know, fearing the change or letting go. You are strong. You are strong with it. Okay?
I think you're picking up on my love life.
Oh, okay. So, all right, that's
because
more of that. So you
had
know,
a relationship.
Specifically about career and money. So.
Oh, yeah, but I had a relationship end. And I think that's what you're picking up on when that relationship.
Well, I'm still getting the energy of that very strongly around you. I'm getting the energy of that loss or that ending around you. So I still feel there's some emotional letting go to be done around that.
Yeah.
And once the energy of that shifts, then the new can come in. You know, the old and negative, out with the old, in with the new type thing. So I feel like some letting go or cutting cords or ties has to happen to free up the energy so we can shift and move forward in a more positive direction. Okay?
Yeah. When you guys see me moving, like, I'm supposed to be getting, like, a settlement as well.
Okay. All right. I just had a little snapshot of the coming month, so it's not within the next month. Let me do a quick spread and have a look at the coming year for you.
Okay.
And see if it shows up. I'm getting the money coming towards you in 3 months' time, within 3 months or at around the 3 month mark, okay? But there's some choices and decisions to be made, some letting go emotionally of some stuff, and that comes towards you in about 3 months. I'm getting the money to be paid that's owing to you.
Okay.
Okay.
See, my take here, Lisa, is what is crucial is you've got to overcome the emotional problems that you've had with this relationship, because they clearly, obviously, have a bearing on what is actually going to be occurring for you in future events. I'm feeling very strongly that you have a degree of healing or a degree of pressure release this August. I mean, August only next week, but as far as getting the finances back, I mean, I'm wanting to say it's an 18 week period of biting your nails and being a little bit pensive from now. Somebody is doing that deliberately. They know darn well that they have to give you that finance, but they're making sure they give it you at the last minute. So there's no question you're not going to get it. It's just when they are holding it up, they are being obnoxious, they're being obstructive. And they're also trying, I understand, and will not succeed in trying to bury or put some of it under the carpet.
Okay.
Hey, this is a vindictive guy, is what somebody's shouting. He's vindictive because didn't he try to reconcile and you weren't having it?
You mean in my love life?
Yeah.
No, actually, that hasn't happened yet. I broke up with him, and I haven't heard from him in, like, 7 months.
Right. What's interesting is that I've got, hey, this guy's going to try to reconcile. I've got my reconciliation card as I pulled out of my Merlins. Don't be surprised if there is some sort of condition put on a situation here. He's going to try and reconcile because he's still smarting over the loss. As far as your work situation goes, it's informed to me that you could really do with being taken far, far, far away as possible.
Okay.
It's all about fresh start.
Can I say something? So why is this guy, why does he want to reconcile with me? What's the point?
Maybe to try and wreck your life again, yeah.
Why bother? Exactly.
Why bother? That is a perfect analogy. Why, when a relationship is over and clearly somebody is no longer in love with you, why try and reconcile, and then why try and reconcile to put that person through it all again? Why not just move on? That is a very good question.
What does he want from me? I mean, what's the point? What does he want?
I think it's the old saying of he'd rather, he doesn't want you, but he would rather that situation than you have someone else. He doesn't want someone else to have you. It's a control game, Lisa. That is what I'm getting a sense of here. And I would rather say it bluntly, because that's the way a grandparent is putting this. It's just to point out that this guy has an ulterior motive here.
You're moving on.
You know,
in the long run, he's only hurting himself. He's only hurting himself.
I completely agree with you, Lisa. I know your door is locked for him.
We're both in our 40s. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't want to be happy with a mate, then just be alone.
You don't be with that person. Exactly. Exactly.
Can I say something?
Of course you can, Danielle.
Sorry. I'm just getting this, like, say something. I don't like to cut people off. So I was getting, Lisa, that you're able to step out emotionally, but you're quite an emotional person, but you have the ability to step out of your emotions, which is a great thing to be. So when you're confused in a situation, and this is to do with work, not your love life is what I'm getting at the moment, and you need to make a clear decision about what you want to do. Because you're thinking about what you might want to do, and yes, I want to do this and I want to do that, and which way do I go, and I'll do that today, and it just changes sometimes, not as wishy-washy as that, but sometimes it can be like that in your mind. So once you make a clear decision about what you want, you'll be able to have everything you want. And I'm getting a man that has a beard in your life. Does that make sense to you?
As a what in my life?
A beard or a goatee?
You know what? I'm so sorry, Danielle. You're breaking up. Can you talk a little bit louder? Just a little bit?
Yeah, ask somebody in your life, Lisa, who has a beard.
Or a goatee.
A beard. Oh,
yeah.
I don't
it's
know
quite
if
a
you know I'm not identifying that. I mean, are you talking about the guy from my past? Or are you
just the man. No. This man is to do with your working life.
You know, I don't know. I'm not identifying that one. Sorry.
Well,
it's obviously a future event, Lisa, and it's obviously clearly somebody to look out for.
So once you
right,
make that decision of what you want to do, have you been questioning what you wanted to do for work?
Well, I'm working right now, so...
But have you been thinking about leaving or doing something a bit different?
Yeah, possibly like adding something else to my work. Yeah, like maybe another part-time situation.
Yeah, so I'm getting to do that, but you have to make a clear decision that's what you want to do. And once you do that, make that decision, the positive changes that you're seeking will come through. So, and this man is here to help you. So once, you may not even remember, it might be 3 months down the track, and this man will come into your life and they'll go, oh, that's who Daniel was talking about. You know, so, but once you make that decision, that's when you'll be able to go ahead and things will just fall into place.
Oh, good.
Which is what I'm getting.
Sounds like it's going to be a good call.
Yeah, well, I'm getting that you're just trying. You know when you try and you try and you try and you just keep trying, you're trying different things, and sometimes you can't let go of that. Once you let go and make the decision clearly and with finality that that's what you want, whatever that is in your life, and I'm getting to do with your working life, everything will come through the way you want it to.
Right.
But you have to make that decision.
Do you guys pick up when this guy is going to try to reconcile with me? Like, what do you think it's like in August?
I'm actually not getting
it. We have that's just for Danielle's information. When that goes off, Danielle, it generally means that we've come in end of time for a reading. So I generally call the reading to a close at that point.
Okay.
I can't see him coming back myself. Mine was more about the work for you, Lisa.
Yeah. I was getting a case for Lisa of actually she needs to focus. She needs to get herself focused on where she really wants to be, where you really want to be at this time, Lisa. I just seem to be you're in two minds about whether you wish to go or you wish to travel.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much for calling in. Thanks, Lisa.
Bye, Lisa.
Danielle, we've got another question now. What about hawks? I know her hawk is one of my particular favourite animals, or I should say one of my favourite totem birds. And I always perceive the hawk as being the messenger. Whenever I see hawks, I always expect some communication or some profound communication with the other side, with the spirit world. What's your actual take on a hawk?
The hawks and the kites and the eagles, they're all part of that prey family of birds, that strength in character. I do believe they're also harbingers of messages as well. Sometimes you're being caught up in too many details, so the hawk steps back like an eagle and just hones in on the whole big picture, which is what we need to do a lot of the time, and we don't, so we can get a better perspective of the situation at hand, whatever situation we're in at that time. I tend to see a lot of them when I'm travelling, and I always feel safe, obviously, when I'm travelling, but it gives me time to reflect on the bigger picture. I love driving long distances because I'm able to put a lot of things into perspective and step back and see the big picture. It's something that I've learned to practice doing with everything. So sometimes it's better just to step back and observe and study everything in your life so you know how to and move, because once the corp moves, how fast does it move? You know, it's coming from the air, and it can get everything it wants when it's the right timing.
Narelle Watts, what's your significant animal? What do you see a lot of in your everyday?
Well, I guess birds are significant for me. A lot of birds. I've got a lot of bird life around me, and I always notice them. And sometimes they're cheeky enough to come in the door, you know, when I've got the glass, the sliding doors open, and they just come on into the room. And
have you ever had the magpies come in? Because I know there's a lot of people asking about magpies. And
yes.
Where we previously lived here in Benython in Canberra, we always had one particular magpie that would actually come into the house for feeding, or it would tap on the window to let us know it wanted feeding. And I've always had an association with magpies because I've always had magpies follow me when I was in the UK. So, I know that there is always a significance about animals. I keep saying animals. It's a Freudian slip. I've got to get out of that habit. Birds.
Yeah, I do notice the bird life quite lately a lot. And I'm funny, I'll see a flock of birds fly over. I'm sitting out on the balcony. And I don't know if anyone else does this, but I start counting them. I try to count the flock. And, of course, I never get them all counted by the time they pass over. But it's just a funny little thing I do. I don't know if that means anything, but I'm always trying to count.
I think what it means, Narelle, is you're extremely psychic and you know that there is something being given to you at that moment. You don't quite know what it is, but you're trying to know or take note of whatever is taking place at that moment.
Oh, thank you. I thought, am I just OCD or what? Because I'm counting birds now.
I never quite get
them all counted because they're too fast.
Yeah, next time you see me and Chris, ask Chris about what I'm like when we're driving. And I'll say, there's a hawk there. There's an eagle in the sky. Look, there's two ravens there. There's such and such a bird. And I'm always noticing the wildlife that we pass when we're driving.
And also cloud formations fascinate me, and I always see some animals in the cloud formations, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a frog. There's a, you know, people go, where? And I go, up there, the clouds and things, you know. So I do see animals in cloud formations. I'm always looking at the clouds as well to see what messages they may have and symbols to show me. And quite often there are animal symbols in the cloud formations. So I find that really interesting too.
Cloud formations. We all have our animal that's our, the one animal. And when, just after mine passed away, he was such a beautiful soul. Everybody loved my dog, Sam. I was catching a plane and it was sunrise in the distance. And this formation of this beautiful shape of a border collie was in the clouds. And then when I looked further down towards the horizon of the clouds, there was a beautiful horse, and a year before my dog died, my horse had passed away. So it was just incredible to see the formations on the other side. So on top of the clouds, that they've just come out of nowhere, these animal formations. So it's something for people to look for as well when they're flying in the plane, because they're everywhere. And I also count birds.
Okay, so it's just not me.
That's right. Okay, Narelle, just a quick little experiment, because it's a way of getting to talk about totem animals, which is the main talk about this evening. A number between 1 and 10, please.
I think I said 6 before and I got the dog.
Yeah.
Would you like me to choose another number?
If you would, please.
8, please.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8. We're talking about the lynx.
Oh,
I looked up lynx before. That was in my book. That's in my book.
Lynx is all about clairvoyance and using clairvoyant ability. Surprise, surprise, Narelle. What have you just been using?
Yes. That's amazing.
The lynx is all about clairvoyance. Now, I don't know who came up with the association between a lynx and clairvoyance, but I would imagine that it is something about it being a wild cat or a wild magic or a wild ability, and it takes something to be takes quite a while to nurture and to refine a clairvoyant ability. But Danielle, do you have any take on the links?
Well, like I said, it just came up earlier, which was funny, like as I was putting my book up, it opened to links. It says, spend some time in silence, whether a day with no speaking or a visit to a quiet area in nature. Sometimes in real life I get that you talk too much and you talk unnecessarily and sometimes...
I know some people who agree with that.
I'm sorry, I'm not being rude, but that's what I'm getting. Like sometimes you waste words, like sometimes you say stuff you don't need to say, like because I'm getting it from like when you were younger and you were never heard. So now you want to be heard, so it's just a reaction to that. So don't take offense, please, because that's not
no,
what
no,
you're
no. Oh, it's but very once interesting.
But once you sit in that silence, in that space, because I love silence now. I used to be a big have a chat too, but now I love my silence. I love not having anything on in the house. I love when my family goes out and I'm just here alone. I can have that quiet time because you can stop and you can actually hear the messages you need to hear for yourself. Because you go out of your way to help others all the time and you're constantly talking, you're missing the moments for yourself and the messages you need to hear for you. I'm also getting another part of this in my book that says the very worthwhile goal you set for yourself will require
There's a bit of a sound quality issue with you, Danielle, and I think Narelle's probably struggling to actually hear you.
Oh, sorry. Is that better?
Okay, it's in and out, Danielle. It's in and out. So, yeah.
Sorry.
The last part
I'm getting is a very worthwhile goal you set for yourself will require clear intention, patience, and the willingness to stick with it, even if it means waiting for a long time period to achieve it. So just stick with it. Don't quit before the miracle.
Ladies, we're down to about the last 5 minutes. So I need to do the thank you bit at the end. So thank you so much, Danielle, for actually coming on the show this evening.
Thank you for having me.
It was a pleasure having you on, and I hope you will be on at another time. I would love you to. Bit of a delayed applause for Danielle Lee. Thank you so much for Narelle Indigo Tarot for coming on at such a late date to replace Sharon, who is a bit of a working girl with the phone line. So thank you so much, Narelle.
My pleasure.
And because the show is absolutely nothing without our listeners, a big round of applause even for our listeners. Hang on a second. Now, we've just got time for both Danielle Lee and Indigo Tarot Narelle to just do a little plug on themselves. Just how can people find you on the internet?
Oh, am I going first? Okay.
You can Narelle, go first, yeah.
Narelle speaking. And you can find me, my website is indigotarot.net or catch up with me on Facebook under Indigo Tarot or Indigo Tarot Narelle. So I'd love to keep in touch with everybody.
And the 21st and 22nd of September, Narelle will be at the Rose Hill Gardens, the Conscious Living Expo. So
that long-term goal that Danielle was just talking about in her reading. And,
how can people find you?
I have just got a brand new site on Facebook, a page on Facebook. This is Danielle Lee, Spiritual Visionary Consultant, and I also have my Group Central Ghost Tours page on Facebook as well. I don't actually have a website as yet.
Because it's under construction, isn't it?
It is under construction, and that will be up very soon.
Thank you so much, ladies. This is where we do our outro music, and this is where I actually let everybody know that there will be a Conversations with Spirit 1 on Tuesday morning, AEST time, 6 till 8 o'clock. It is a fortnightly show from now on, and every other Tuesday morning at a different time, there's going to be an hour of Matthew James Medium Hour, where I'll be doing live shows, now live calls, I should say. I will put that out on Facebook when that is. But next week, I believe I've got Matt Zonka and I've got Chris Aldous on as guests on the Tuesday morning show. So until next week, we will go out with this particular track. Night, everybody.
Good night.
Anyone wishing to actually listen to this show again, it can be obtained from the archives on Blog Talk Radio, but I will put a link on my Facebook pages, on the blog, and also on my website, www.matthewjamesmedium.com, for anyone who wishes to actually listen to this subject again, or if you want to listen to any other archived shows. They are available to be accessed at any time. So until next time, bye everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to Matthew James Medium. You can contact Matthew anytime by logging on to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Until next week, goodbye.